Reverend Angelo Manti, Lynn Gilmore, welcome.
Great to be here, Julia.
So good to be here.
Now, your organizations are partnering to create a Peacemaker Academy, which will actively benefit Southside High School. Angelo, this is your brainchild. Very briefly, what is the point and purpose?
The purpose of Peacemaker Academy is for students at Southside High School who are already leaders to be equipped with skills to be peacemakers in their school and community.
And turn the energy quite positive, it sounds like.
Yes, yes.
So Lynn, where does the Rotary Club, specifically your Peace Committee, factor into this equation?
Well, the Peace Committee has been searching for a project that will have an impact, not just within the service of our Rotary Club, but what can we do in a greater sense to make an impact in the community. And this has all of the characteristics of something that we can get involved with, not only as volunteers, but also through financial support.
And make a lot of difference quickly, sounds like.
I think so. Rotary has a great platform in being able to get messages out. There are several Rotary clubs in the area, and Peace is one of Rotary International's 7 areas of focus. So it really has a much larger context across the world.
And great that you can apply it here. Okay, Angelo, your own Alive Community Outreach embraces the Kingian philosophy of nonviolence. How will this translate, perhaps rule, the program at the Academy?
So the Kingian philosophy really gets down to root issues of violence, which we need to be looking at in our community in general, but even at the school level. So students will be looking at violence that is happening in the school, and not just physical violence, but violence in any form, and not just looking at the symptoms, which violence is ultimately a symptom of deeper issues, and looking at those deeper issues and trying to analyze, okay, what's really going on, and then to work together using the framework and the philosophy of nonviolence to do something about it.
So in essence, how much can and will be packed into a 3-week intensive program like this?
A whole lot. The first week, we're going to go through our curriculum where they'll be learning the principles and the steps of nonviolence, looking at different de-escalation strategies, types and levels of violence, looking at some history, learning about the civil rights movement and how nonviolence has been utilized, not just in the 1960s, but even today. So that's going to be the whole first week. And then the second week, we'll start to look at our local context and start to look at the problem of violence in our community and at their school and begin to look at root issues of violence. And by the end of that second week, they're going to begin to design a project. They're going to identify an issue of violence. And then going into the third week, they're really going to finish their plan and then ultimately pitch that plan, present that plan to the school administration.
You're really throwing it over to the kids to take action, it
Absolutely.
Sounds like here.
Absolutely.
Do you find that young adults can relate to Dr. King and his philosophy in this 21st century with everything else that's going on?
Without question. I think one of the things that is critical for us is to introduce the whole Dr. King to our young people. And the young people that we've worked with thus far have been incredibly responsive. You know, the I Have a Dream speech for a lot of young people is the extent of what they know or what they've read or heard from Dr. King. And really looking at, you know, a letter from a Birmingham jail or things like When Peace Becomes Obnoxious, which is a less known piece, things like that, and really introducing them to the full Dr. King. We found that young people have been really responsive.
Does it actually feel like they're ready to defy the all too typical peer pressure to prove it and get into this kind of state of mind?
Yes. The idea of change, I think we've seen this across the country and even here locally, is something that's attractive to young people and being a part of change. And with this particular program, we wanted leaders. We wanted kids who have already that influence among their peers. They'll naturally be the ones to take something like this and run with it.
That's fantastic. Now, cultivating young leaders, of course, it's a noble goal, as is reducing school violence. It has to be something, Lynn, that the Rotary studies. How is it working in other communities with similar programs?
Well, let me answer that question a little bit differently because I have taken the training that Angelo offers in Kingian Nonviolence, and I have used that in my own life. You think about difficult conversations. Sometimes you just find yourself in the middle of one and you're not quite sure how to get out of it or what to do. The whole idea of peacemaking helps you build the mindfulness and the awareness of where you are and what's going on and how you can affect change in that situation. sometimes it's just so subtle that you don't even realize it. But sometimes if you are anticipating somewhat of a controversial conversation or something that might be very emotional, we're so quick to react. Today, we just react in a nanosecond to something because that's what people expect us to do. But we really need to step back. And the training through the nonviolence principles and then how you convert that into peaceful outcomes is really powerful. And we've forgotten all of that. And in today's world where we see so much on television, on social media, how do we start to separate ourselves? And how do we start to think about what this means for our own lives, as well as the lives of others in our community.
And Angelo, does Lynn's personal interpretation pretty much transfer directly to what can happen with younger people?
Yes. And I think the power of nonviolence is that it's a way of life, and it's a way to address conflict at every level. Like Lynn mentioned, at the personal level, this is powerful, but it's also powerful at, the school level in a context like that, or on these larger social contexts, like change on larger social and political levels, like what the civil rights movement represents. So absolutely, it's a way of life, and it is a powerful transformational way to approach conflict at every level.
And build the foundation.
Yes, yes.
Now, Dr. Mark Daniels has a foot in both worlds as Fort Wayne Community School Superintendent and Rotarian. How does that advantage work here?
Well, we didn't realize at the beginning that this could be advantageous, but when Angelo identified Southside High School as the school for the pilot program, it occurred to us that Fort Wayne Community Schools has a corporate membership in Rotary. So we were in contact with almost every one of those individuals who does attend Rotary. So we went up the chain of command, if you will, to share the story about the Peacemaker Academy and a live community outreach. And one of the school's corporate members is on our peace committee. So it was not hard to get anybody's attention. But we also realized that there's another motive here, and that's to help teachers and administrators understand the same kinds of principles that the students are going to be receiving. That builds that synergy for peacemaking. And what I really like about this whole conversation with Peacemaker Academy is that peace is going to be the outcome. And we can't be peacemakers unless we have peace within ourselves. It's just going to be transformational in this community. There's a lot going on both sides. Not only are we experiencing violence, but we're also experiencing a lot of attention to addressing some of those things. But this really comes up underneath all of that to create that foundation that Angelo talked about that I think is so critical. And as adults, we can help reinforce and have those conversations, whether it's in a Rotary Club or a peace committee or bringing others along to say, we want to be part of this story. We want to be part of this transformation.
And once this first group graduates, Angelo, where can they go from here?
Well, this is a pilot program, so we're going to learn a lot this summer. But the goal is, well, first of all, for the students to implement the project or the campaign that they design. So that's number one. But we plan to do this academy on an ongoing basis. And so I would love to see some of the students or all of the students be a part of next summer's academy as leaders and even help us to teach, to facilitate, and to help younger students to develop a plan that they can lead in the school.
And the academy itself, is it more, better, continuing ed in its future? I mean, really, what could be next if you keep exponentially gaining momentum?
Yes, right now, I would love for us to be in every high school and maybe even to do some work with this at the middle school level. It's one step at a time right now, but I can envision, right now what it would look like if we have 15, 20 kids from every high school in Fort Wayne doing this on an ongoing basis, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. What might that look like for our community to have this many young leaders equipped with these skills?
And if the point is to finally break the devastating cycle of violence and bullying, I mean, wow, can it work just like that?
So I think at the school level, it can definitely work. It's going to take some time, but I don't think it's going to take that much time at the school level to have a group of leaders, 15, 20 students who are really focused on a campaign in their school, and we do this over the course of a few years, I think it's going to have a profound effect at the school level. Now it's going to take longer for those ripple effects to occur in the greater community. But again, going back to this vision of what does it look like if we're doing this year in, year out in every school across the city 10 years from now, I think it will have an effect because the young people are designing a campaign at the micro level in the school. That's going to give them confidence to be a part of something bigger and bigger when they graduate. And then when we have situations like what we had last summer, for instance, with George Floyd, the young people that we work with will be prepared to address that in a way that can move toward real change in an organized and sustainable way.
And then to take that to a broader level, if you will, we envision that our Rotary Club, if not the Rotary District, which involves many Rotary Clubs, would create a peace committee. But we are already planning to use the Peacemaker Academy as the centerpiece for a World Affairs Conference this fall. And at some point, you know, I could foresee that we have a summit. We have a peace-building summit in Fort Wayne where we bring together these young leaders and they actually facilitate it.
I would love that.
You know, we've got the pilot going, but already I can see where Rotary is going to step into this space, elevate the conversation, and bring more people together. And the great thing is that we have the resources to do that. We have the volunteers, and we can garner, I think, the financial support, and Angelo's one person. So as Alive Community Outreach continues to grow and we attract more people to this conversation of nonviolence and peacemaking, it's great that Rotary comes along and provides that boost. And so it's a real quid pro quo. You know, as a peace committee, we're finding a way for the rubber to meet the road and for Alive. It's the same kind of thing. It's a really beautiful collaboration and partnership, and I couldn't be more excited about it.
It's amazing, to be sure. Meanwhile, social media can get a bad rap and maybe it deserves it. How can it maybe help the cause rather than hurt the cause as some folks say it has been?
I think our young people are going to teach us a lot about that this summer because that's something that's going to come up. It's come up in other conversations that we've had with young people saying that a lot of fights get started on social media. So that's going to be one of the things that we talk about. And I want to get their ideas. I don't know, to be honest with you. I think that we need peacemakers on social media. I tend to think of social media as this kind of separate thing from the real world, but it's part of our world that we're in and it's not going away. And there is a lot of violence that happens on social media, bullying and a lot of physical violence, a lot of tragic violence starts on social media. And so I think that has to be part of the discussion as we're working with young people and not teaching them, but I think they need to teach us and they will teach us how we might de-escalate those types of things.
That would be a dream come true.
Absolutely.
And meanwhile, where might that Rotarian motto, which is a great one, service above self, fit in to all of this to make all of this happen?
The best example is that volunteer support is very necessary, and we all have our own experiences, but many of us have participated in the book study that Angelo conducted, and a couple of us have also attended a national webinar on nonviolence. So we can bring pieces of what that looks like and then discover also if, as the students need help in implementing their project, what can we do to provide that volunteerism that, you know, goes above and beyond what we would typically do? And that might be just sitting with someone and listening. It might be attending a peace circle. It might be coming to a classroom for a discussion. And of course, having the students come to a Rotary Club meeting to share their experiences and then invite us into their peace building realm for support.
It does sound too good to be true, but it is true. And it also sounds like the sky's the limit.
Yeah. It really is. And I think that, you know, at the personal level, I'm talking about kind of what we want to accomplish in the community and at Southside High School. But the students, I think at the individual level, are going to experience a lot of transformation. A lot of the students that we have coming into this academy have lost people to violence and We had an interview the other day where there's this high motivation to do something about that, to turn that pain into purpose. And so I think that it's going to have a profound effect at that level as well.
And empowerment.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And from my perspective, how many adults feel the same way? The frustration, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. And I'm tired of it. So Rotary is stepping into that realm as well. You know, it should give hope to our community.
So at this exact time in history, as we are emerging with a new normal plus commitment to come together and heal the hurt of multiple injustices, what can all of us do to echo and amplify this young peacemakers movement and make it count like nothing has before?
From the Rotary perspective, if people want to jump on that Peace Committee bandwagon, we welcome you to do that and to engage with us on the work at that level. I think the other thing is, and this has just been part of my education through our work on the Peace Committee, and that's to read. Read a lot. Read Dr. King's sermons. I thought I knew Dr. King. I did not know Dr. King until I read his sermons, and certainly did not at all appreciate his intellect and his breadth of knowledge. Read the letter from the Birmingham jail, which we learned he wrote in the margins of a newspaper when he was jailed. He didn't have access to the internet. He didn't have access to the encyclopedias. This was all his acquired knowledge and intellect that he then transformed in this incredibly beautiful, powerful, and challenging letter.
We've offered several trainings over the past year. Right now, we're really focused on young people and youth. But moving forward, we want to have at least two community-wide trainings that we offer. Because I think just going through the training, having a common language as a community, I think is really needed as it relates to how do we move things forward? How do we change the underlying conditions that gives rise to the violence that we see in our community? We would love to be in conversation with folks and introduce this philosophy and training to as many Fort Wayne people as we can.
Lynn Gilmore is president-elect of the Rotary Club of Fort Wayne and Reverend Angelo Manti, the executive director of Alive Community Outreach. Lynn, Reverend Angelo, many thanks for this wonderful work you're doing and commitment to our community. Keep up the good work. Do carry the gift.
Thank
Peace.
You.
Peace.